Back, everybody. Again, we have the most famous pastor, Kirk Henderson, with us, and we're really excited to be able to dive into this specific topic. Today, we're going to be talking about, for some of you, this may be a new term. For some, you guys understand this, the cognitive triangle. What is it that we think? What is it that we feel? And what is it that drives behavior? So we're going to ask Pastor Kirk to kind of unpack that for us. And so, guys, listen up real closely.
Sure, the cognitive triangle, it does sound like a scary, big scientific term, of course. There's nothing really scary about it. The cognitive triangle is based on three basic principles. There's the thought, there's an emotion or feeling, and then there's a behavior. People often wonder, why do I have bad behaviors? Why do I have behaviors that I don't want to do? Mm-hmm. Why do I have behaviors that are unpleasant? Or even another thought might be, why do I have these feelings sometimes of grief or anger, sadness, disappointment? Maybe I should do something different and I wouldn't feel or do these things. And so the cognitive triangle is based on the notion that everything begins with a thought. Mm. If you have a behavior that you don't like and you want to change, you have to trace it back to the thought. Mm. There is a preceding thought for every feeling and every behavior that we do. If you were to pick a behavior like maybe pounding your fist when you get angry is something that you don't like doing and you want to stop it. Well, how can I stop pounding my fist? Or how can I stop yelling at people in traffic, you know, when someone pulls out in front of me? It all begins with a thought. So you can grit your teeth and try to make yourself not do the behavior, but you're going to have more success by tracing back to the thought. So what could be a preceding thought? A thought could be, I have to be somewhere on time today. There's an expectation that I have, that I have to be at this place at this particular time. I have no margin. I have no room for error. Anything else is unacceptable. So you've already set yourself up for an expectation that you probably can't meet.
Right.
So you have that thought, I've got to be here in 5 minutes. Well, you've left in not enough time from your home to be there. Mm-hmm. So now you're going to, because of that thought, from this expectation of I have to be somewhere at a certain place, you're going to have feelings of anxiety.
Yes.
You're going to think to yourself, oh my goodness, am I going to get there? No, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? And if you're not careful, you might have even a worse expression of an unwanted behavior, saying or doing something that maybe you wouldn't be proud of at that moment. Maybe it's someone riding in the car with you. Mm-hmm. So it all starts with a preceding thought.
Right. Right. So as we're working with people one-on-one, obviously we're addressing our audience is our people who are providing pastoral care. We're talking with people. We're processing emotions. We're providing next step. We're trying to get them to connect, you know, people to connect, to be able to walk out and walk through some of these things. And so help the people that are listening to this broadcast or this podcast today. What are some of the things that you could do to instruct them to be able to help people? Okay, so you talked about the preceding thought and understanding. What questions may you ask some of the people that you're dealing with that related to how do you identify a thought and how is that thought connected to the emotion that spawns the behavior? What are some of the things you do strategically to help figure that out?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, you know, most times people come into a counseling office with a feeling. They don't come in with a thought.
Good.
And so I have to help them unravel that feeling.
Good.
Or they may come in with an unwanted behavior. And so the thought is oftentimes the most difficult thing to get at. Mm-hmm. In counseling, we have a term called automatic thoughts. It's pretty self-explanatory. We have what are called ruminations, automatic thoughts, that continually play in our brain sometimes like a CD or a music player, just like Spotify plays every day. You have these automatic thoughts. Thoughts like, I'm not good enough. I'm so stupid. I'm such an idiot. I'll never get anywhere in life. And Pastor Tony, these thoughts become so automatic, you don't even have to choose them anymore. They've played so long and been etched so deeply in our souls, they just play like a like an old tape recorder constantly. And so what I try to do is examine that feeling, and I would ask a person, well, what do you believe about yourself? Because it's really about what you believe about yourself or what you believe about others or even what you believe about God. And the Bible talks about the ministry of reconciliation. We have to be reconciled to God, to others, and the hardest thing is to be reconciled to ourselves. I've had so many people that I've spoken with low self-esteem, sense of low self-worth, automatic thoughts and ruminations about how bad they are because they're simply not reconciled appropriately. And so maybe they're dealing with the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Maybe they haven't given something over to God, confessed a sin, confessed something that they need to change to the Lord. Maybe it's something about self-forgiveness. They haven't forgiven themselves. I trace a lot of low self-worth back to unwillingness to forgive ourselves. And the fact that if Jesus paid for your sin by his blood, how could we dare not forgive ourselves? And so we have to go there, and we have to look at those initial thoughts, examine them in the light of Scripture. And I believe that God wants our thoughts to align with him. You know, Philippians 4 says, whatever is pure, whatever is holy, whatever is righteous, these are the things that you should think about, it says in Philippians. So we have to hold our thoughts up to the mirror of God's word and say, God, help me change my thoughts, because now I get the opportunity to choose new thoughts.
Excellent, excellent. So as we use this tool called the Cognitive Triangle, we want to make that, by the way, guys, available to you on our website at Church of the King, at cotkleaders.com. You can go onto that website and just hit the tab that says Pastoral Care. We are going to have all of these podcasts that we're recording, as well as some tools, and one of those being the Cognitive Triangle. And maybe, Pastor Kirk, you could write a little instruction on how to use it. Understanding that the fact that everything begins with the thought. It then creates or evolves into an emotion. And then that emotion drives behavior or actions. And so if we can kind of grab a hold of how that all works in the human being, we'll be able to help people as we go back to the Scripture, because we want to go back to the truth. So it's then the truth that, that drives the thought that creates the proper emotional response that creates good behavior or righteous behavior. So, okay, that works. And so, guys, hey, listen, we're out of time again today. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, you can use the Cognitive Triangle as you're dealing with people, and you can find that again at cotkleaders.com and just hit the Pastoral Care tab, and that'll be there for you. God bless you. Have a great day.